They just stayed here and they done used all of them.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember ever taking a big piece of wood and setting that toward the back of the fireplace? And
yeah, what's called back logs.
Uh-huh. You remember that pretty well, huh?
Oh, yeah. So, at night, we'd fill it up full of those back logs.
Uh-huh.
Put three or four of them in there and just let them burn all night long. You had just as good a heat all night long as you wanted.
Uh-huh. Then you just get up in the morning and...
Yeah. It wasn't like it was now. Turn on an electric heater or a gas heater, a gas heater,
uh-huh.
And then freeze to death and it got to get the house warmed up.
The black stuff that forms in the chimney, you call that the...
Smut.
Okay. Any other name for that?
No.
Did you ever hear soot or sut?
Oh, well, that's all the same.
Uh-huh. The smut or...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the things you shovel out of the fireplace.
Huh?
What you shovel out.
Ashes.
Uh-huh. And talk about things that you'd have in a room. The thing that I'm sitting in, you call a...
Chair.
Okay.
That's a straight chair, now that's just a rocker.
Uh-huh. What about the thing that, well, like that thing there that several people could sit on?
Mm-hmm. Now that's a... Well, now there's several different names for that. There's a night and a day. A seat at night and a bed at night, and a seat at daytime and a bed at night, so you can open it out.
Oh, you can open that thing out?
That's no. That's a settee.
Uh-huh. What else do you have besides a settee?
Well, a night and day bed.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a sofa? Sofa or sofa?
Oh, yeah, sofa.
Uh-huh.
That's all on the same line of that there.
The settee and the sofa.
Mm-hmm.
What about something you'd have in your bedroom to keep your clothes in?
Closet.
Mm-hmm. Is that built in or is it?
Yeah, it's made in there. And I got one right in there and I got one in my room.
Mm-hmm. What about before people had built-in closets? What did they have?
You'd hang them up on the wall or nail, mm-hmm. such as that.
Anything that had drawers in it that you could...
Well, dressers and washstands and such like that.
Uh-huh.
Now, this here's a washstand. There's a washstand.
Uh-huh.
And then right inside the door there, the right is a dresser.
Uh-huh.
Great big, clear glass mirror in front of it.
Uh-huh. What else besides a dresser?
Well, that's about all. A dresser, a washstand. A chest of drawers,
mm-hmm.
And that's about all that's necessary in a bedroom.
What's the difference between a dresser and a chest of drawers?
Well, the chest of drawers has got no back to it. You see that right behind you, that right across the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm.
It's got no back to it, and that...
It doesn't have a mirror
to
it.
It's just something to put clothes in.
Mm-hmm.
And the dresser's got the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
They can fix your beauty back here.
Uh-huh. Nowadays, if you wanted to buy something like this, the kind of store you'd go to would be called a...
Furniture.
Uh-huh. What about a piece of furniture that you can hang clothes in? Did you ever see something like that?
Yeah. Well, I got mine fixed that away.
What?
I got, see how this suit of clothes is hanging up here?
Mm-hmm.
I got plenty of them.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I wash the clothes, why, you know, you got all this wash and wear stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets dry, just get it and hang it up.
Mm-hmm. What do you hang it up in?
In the closet.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see a piece of furniture that you could hang clothes in?
Oh, yeah.
What was that called?
I don't know. I guess a cabinet.
Uh-huh.